Watch, Joe Biden's transgender nominee for assistant health secretary faces Senate hearing. By Neil Monroe on February 24, 2021. Rachel Levine, who is often described as a transgender woman, faces a nomination hearing at 10 a.m. on Thursday before a U.S. Senate committee. President Joe Biden nominated Levine for the top management job as the Assistant Secretary for Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. Levine is a doctor and will face questions from several U.S. senators. But they may be reluctant to ask Levine how far he will push the transgender claim that the government should intervene to help children and adults try to change their sex via a combination of drugs, therapies, and civic regulations. If confirmed, Levine would oversee the department's key public health offices and programs, a number of presidential and secretarial advisory committees, 10 regional health offices across the nation, and the Office of the Surgeon General and the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps, according to the HHS website. How can we justify having someone in charge of health and human services who doesn't understand basic biology? Responded Erin Brewer, a co-founder of Partners for Ethical Care. She told Breitbart News, "I'm very concerned that we're having someone who's in a position of authority, who's going to be making policies for this country, who doesn't seem to understand that, when there's a disconnect between the body and the brain, you need to get the brain in connection with the body because you can't change somebody's sex." Critics are slamming Levine for touting and publicizing a January 2020 study that declared puberty-blocking drugs are beneficial for young children. The study was subsequently criticized by multiple authors. The rush for sex change procedures is most prevalent among young girls who are, or who have, suffering from sexual assault and trauma, Brewer said, adding, "These are kids who are vulnerable and they need help. They need mental health services, but what this transgender claim is doing is actually denying them the very mental health services that they need, and instead inducing developmental delays, with puberty delaying drugs that make them less able to cope with their situation. The fact that we're all pretending like this is okay just shows you how far we've gone into accepting political correctness over reason," she added. Watch here or here. The GOP members on the committee include Senator Rand Paul, R.K. White, Susan Collins, Army, Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA, Senator Mike Braun, RN, Senator Tim Scott, RSC, and Senator Mitt Romney, RUT. Paul and Cassidy are doctors. In recent weeks, Paul and Romney have expressed skepticism about the transgender ideology.